A gang-affiliated Kamloops drug dealer who was caught on police wiretaps, experimenting with fentanyl to increase his profit margin has been ordered to spend 4 years in federal prison. Jacob Kavanagh, 28, was sentenced Friday in BC Supreme Court. He pleaded guilty in March to a single count of possession of fentanyl for the purpose of trafficking stemming from a years-long undercover RCMP investigation targeting a Kamloops biker gang. Court heard Kavanagh was an associate of Zale Cote, an alleged drug trafficker who owned Sunshine Gardens, a hydroponics shop in Valley View targeted by the police sting that began in 2017. According to an agreed statement of facts filed in court as part of Kavanagh's sentencing hearing, Mounties in 2019 received authorization from a judge to install covert wiretaps and video cameras inside Sunshine Gardens. The recording equipment captured detailed discussions between Kavanagh and Cote. Conversations between the men were recorded and quoted in the agreed statement of facts. Discussions in which they talk about how to maximize their trafficking profits by experimenting with fentanyl, food coloring and different cutting agents. There's a lot of money to be made here, Cote said to Kavanagh during a conversation recorded inside Sunshine Gardens on August 23, 2019. There's tons, Kavanagh replied. 5 days later, Kavanagh was caught on tape explaining to Cote how to mix the drugs and what ratios to use. I've been thinking about this and it can't be that hard, he said. I think you just f-ing mix it up super good. Put it in like a steel bowl, like a mixing bowl, spray a little vinegar water, mix it up so it's a paste kind of, put it in a f-ing press. When it comes out it will still be wet, that's why you put it into a dehydrator and then it can't be any harder than that, it can't be. Crown Prosecutor Oren Bick and defense lawyer Ian Gauthier put forward a joint submission for 4 years, a deal Bick said was the result of a plea bargain. Bick cited the exponential increase in fatal drug overdoses in BC since 2012 and Kavanagh's apparent standing in the hierarchy of the trafficking network as aggravating factors. While the Crown does not view Mr. Kavanagh as being as high in the hierarchy as Mr. Cote, he is higher than a street-level dealer, he said. Gauthier said Kavanagh wasn't getting rich while dealing drugs, having spent the majority of his illicit earnings on partying and cocaine. Court heard Kavanagh wants to turn his life around. I am committed to not offending again and I have taken steps to break the cycle of drug use and abuse in my own family by taking counseling, he said in a written statement read in court. BC Supreme Court Justice Sherry Donegan sentenced Kavanagh to 4 years in prison. He was also ordered to submit a sample of his DNA to a national criminal database and prohibited from possessing firearms for 10 years. Last year, police said their investigation into Cote and Kavanagh was linked to the Throttle Lockers outlaw motorcycle gang. According to Mounties, the investigation yielded $330,000 in cash, significant amounts of drugs and Hell's Angel support gear, among other items. Carlisle pleaded guilty last year to one count each of trafficking cocaine and unlawfully selling cannabis. He was sentenced to 30 months in prison and is now free on day parole. Cote remains free on bail. He is expected to plead guilty sometime early next year, Bick said.